broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant. And the solution, we don't need revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth in order. The question is, are you aboard to help? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest, Mr. Matt Felak. His nickname is the Copperhead. You say, what's a Copperhead, Sam? Well, it's somebody who lives in the North but believes in Southern beliefs, such as hospitality, family, you know, states' rights. The list goes on, of the conservative principles, but it's somebody who lives in the North. Well, now Matt's moved back to Arkansas. We started out talking about the hipsters movement, and we're basically saying, hey, we don't really agree with everything those people do, but they're a unique movement with certainly a dedication to their cause, and even though we differ in beliefs from them, can't we all learn just to set aside our differences and work together? Can't we learn to respect people for their own different beliefs and their own understanding and their own desires, and can't we learn to respect one another and you know, we dovetailed that into an interesting article from Reuters News Service that says, tough times for white South Africans. They're called squatters, ladies and gentlemen, because they're forced to be, in my humble opinion, in what you would call concentration camps. White Afrikaners who speak Afrikaans, some of them are English-speaking groups as well, but anyway, the bottom line is these white people are below the poverty line, and basically they're absolutely kept down because of their race. We talked about the breadbasket of the world has become a basket case is the issue. We talked about white Christians seem to be hated everywhere. We talked about apartheid, which really means apart, was a system of racial segregation from 1948 to the early 1990s. Now it's almost like apartheid twisted upside down, just attack a different group. Under apartheid, the races, classified by law into a variety of groups, were separated, each with their own institutions, etc. Is it better now in Africa? Well, it depends on who you are. If you're the white person, if you're an Afrikan, if you're below the poverty line, it's a real struggle, folks. We need to get help to them immediately. Why the mainstream press isn't talking about it, why it's not a serious issue, is beyond me, except for they're white. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was 1 hour of the broadcast with the Copperhead. Second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org. We talked about stopping Agenda 21. We talked about private property rights and socialism flat out do not mix. We talked about the battle against Agenda 21 is certainly growing. We talked about on Tom DeWeese's website, AmericanPolicy.org, there are resolutions to protect property rights. We talked about the Clintons' massive war chest disguised as a charity. Tom DeWeese does not believe that Hillary Clinton will be president. Neither does Joel Skousen. I pray they're correct. We talked about a huge threat to freedom. The Southern Poverty Law Center in bed with the Homeland Security Department, DHS, very, very concerning. Freedom fighters are labeled as terrorists by these thug organizations. That's SPLC and DHS. We talked finally about urgent good news. The Department of Homeland Security caves to pressure. I should say the Southern Poverty Law Center caves to pressure. They tried to say Ben Carson was a terrorist. They were forced to back off of that one. Rand Paul says that Lindsey Graham and John McCain are lapdog for President Barack Obama's foreign policy. Fox News. So Rand Paul says that Lindsey Graham and John McCain are lapdogs for Barack's policies. I think Rand Paul's correct. They attack Rand relentlessly, though, so time will tell where that goes. The new headline from, quote, the scientists also now claim Too many vitamins can give you cancer. Yeah. They want to warn you. A major news study warns the millions who take these vitamins of all the different problems in society and all the different things that can give you cancer and destroy your body and your well-being and your health. These thugs are going to pick on vitamins? Come on. Wow. Scott Walker, he used to think that it was okay to have amnesty. Now he's changed his mind. He did support amnesty, but he doesn't anymore because he's learned more about the issue, he says. Scott Walker lays out pro-American worker stance on immigration. Walker is now the only potential and or declared GOP presidential candidate to discuss the negative effects of illegal immigration on American workers. Scott Walker is now toast, they say. He made this crazy move to the right. And I guess he was on a Glenn Beck interview or whatever. Walker, they say he moved wackier than Cruz. So the bottom line is, then they also call Rand Paul a lukewarm libertarian. And it seems like they're attacking all Republican candidates while they leave Hillary alone. Isn't that fascinating? Not only that, the undeclared candidates who get all benefits from being in the race, even though they're not. This is, again, where the mainstream press manipulates. Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, others, they're like presidential candidates, but they haven't even had the guts to file yet, huh? But again, you attack all the ones that have filed, and that way you just slowly but surely destroy character and whittle down the possibles, and that's how you manipulate your favorite people into office, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we also had breaking Tennessee legislature repeals Common Core. That's fantastic news, and that rounded out the hour. That finished up the recap of yesterday's broadcast. It's still available on demand on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on-demand radio, free at your fingertips on your Roku. Also, the broadcast is available on demand at your fingertips at libertyroundtable.com. Check that out. You can listen to your heart's content absolutely free. But if you want to help us grow, click on the Help Us Grow link at libertyroundtable.com. We'd be grateful for your support. That's a recap. News the networks refuse to use for today starts now. Kurt Cosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. All right, Kurt has a huge article. He sent me this massive, he usually sends me some headlines of things that he wants to talk about. In this case, he sent me like a whole expose. It was like a book. Dateline Wisconsin's shame, Kurt.
Yeah, I kept going through this thing. I kept going, you know, and thinking, oh, I'll just tear out the little part that's useful. I guess what happened, Sam, this article is basically from an upcoming news or magazine thing. And what it is all some down and dirty stuff that has been going on in Wisconsin. And so what they basically outline here is how the police in particular have been used by, whether it's the unions that were taking it on the chin or whatever there. And you remember the whole Scott Walker thing with the, we're going to, you know, not have all this union power and all this kind of stuff. Well, there was behind the scenes stuff where these activists that were helping and working with Scott Walker would basically get, like in one case, they had a battering ram that they showed up to their door with, you know, like, you know, real early in the morning, their dogs are barking and the lady comes running to the door. She's all worried that, hey, man, they're going to just shoot her dogs. And she's like, can't believe what's going on.
Yeah, it turns out that it was so crazy, she wasn't even dressed. She's running towards the door. They're pounding on it. And some are yelling, get the door. And others are yelling, get some clothes on. So I guess she has her clothes in her hand and she opens the door to the cops and she gets dressed in front of them. Now, Kurt, this is kind of a different pornography story. Usually we have people getting undressed in front of each other. In this case, you get dressed in front of people now, right?
Well, and you can understand, the lady's basically just kind of like, wow, what's happening here? I mean, a battering ram is a pretty big... I guess, as far as I understand it, just shook the entire house, because of what they're doing to the door, you know, hitting it, I guess, with this battering ram. And then, you know, after this whole thing, you know, after the police were there and everything, they told her, now you can't say anything about this.
Hold on, before we get to that, though, so they barge in. She tries to get a cup of coffee in her own house. They won't let her. Her partner's in the shower, and they force her to sit down on her couch, and they get in her face. Then it gets worse. We'll tell you more in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. But, Kurt, this isn't even news. It happens all the time in America these days, sir. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, my comment about this isn't news, this happens all the time in America, ladies and gentlemen, was a statement of reality, not a statement to dismiss this news story. We must absolutely ratchet up and cover every one of these circumstances that are flat out belligerent, out of control, hostile, unfair, inappropriate, and unacceptable. So don't misunderstand me, Kurt. When I make that statement, I'm not making that statement like we shouldn't cover it. I'm making that statement to say that this is all too often becoming the unfortunate disaster in America, Kurt.
Well, and what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is there's a pretty good size article, well, a massive article from the nationalreview.com. And the article's head or title is called, it says, Wisconsin's Shame. I thought it was a home invasion. And the guy's name is David French, and he writes this very long article where he has basically gone and interviewed these folks who were, well, you know, they were, I guess you could say, intrepid enough just to think that in America you could participate in the political process. And that, you had freedom of speech and, stuff like that. I mean, that's what these guys thought. And they found out that, there was quite a bit of repercussions, if you will. Right, Sam?
Yes, sir. And as you go on, the article talks about multiple news stories, Kurt, of different forced entries by belligerent, out-of-control cops. And it talks really about these pieces of legislation and these viewpoints on given agendas. And whether it's union thugs, whether it's hired hand cops, the real issue comes down to where you stand on political issues, Kurt. And what happens is if you're on the wrong side of the political issue, they use their abusive tactics against your family. You're not even allowed to discuss the prosecution's claims. You're not allowed to discuss your side of the argument or your beliefs. And so they're basically talking about Scott Walker. This is an attempt, in my opinion, to take Scott Walker down and suggest that it's his policies that caused this, Kurt, when in reality they need to focus on the unions and the thugs who oppose Scott Walker's conservative agenda. Here's the problem. I don't really see, Kurt, that people are going to get a fair shake at this. When you read this long article, the only thing left in your mind is, man, Scott Walker's out of control, even though it's not Scott Walker at all, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point, Sam, and what you really can see. It's not exactly the brown shirts, because as far as I can see, nobody got, killed or, sent to prison. Or whatever, but, people in this article, like, for example, the guy says, that was the first thought of Anne, and then it says, not her real name, because, people were afraid after they were told they couldn't, say anything about it. They were afraid to even say anything. And that's what we've come to in America so many times, ladies and gentlemen, is the freedom of speech simply means it's talk and not action. And that if you say the wrong things and make somebody upset who has some power, whether it's the IRS, Obama, Harry Reid,
Hillary Clinton,
go on down the list, or, in this case, a state, you have the state of Wisconsin where, the liberals had basically had, and they still, I'm sure, have a lot of power. Anyway, they kind of didn't like getting challenged.
Now, here's what happens. They pretty much hide or protect everybody's names, Kurt, in this article, except for Scott Walker. That's my point. When you dig into the manipulated, twisted news story, it's like, hey, Scott Walker took on the unions. Ever since Scott Walker's had this reign of terror going on in Wisconsin, by golly, look what's happening, man. They're kicking in doors. It's crazy. Children are afraid that cops could come into homes and just brandish guns everywhere. And, man, people are opening the door in the nude. And, man, it's crazy with old Scott Walker over there. Now, they don't say that, Kurt. It's not exactly the way the article reads. But when you leave the read, even if you're a good reader and you understand the facts, that's left in your mind that, man, what did Scott Walker do here? Golly, if we give those conservatives any more power, just think how crazy it'll be. They don't say those things, but I'm telling you, when you read the article, isn't that what you come away with, Kurt, if you're not very careful and detailed in your analysis? If you're not a very apt reader and able to understand complex topics and the twists and turns in the discussion, all you remember is Scott Walker, cops, belligerent, crazy, poor citizens.
Well, isn't that what you remember? The thing that I believe is being told, and I agree that, for the, I guess you could say, the headline reader, you're not going to get the whole story when this thing is massive. But you know, what you can see. And some folks would say, well, see, that's why Scott Walker should have never got into any of this. Everything was fine already, and now, you know, he stirred up a
hornet's
nest.
It was just closet tyranny, Kurt. Now the tyranny thugs have busted out of the closet, that's all.
Well, at least to me, when you start cleaning out the hornets, you know, you're going to have some chances for a bite or two. But, you know, the only way to really get good government is, you know, for folks to really be involved. And this is a story basically about a number of them who, you know, they thought, hey, this is America. You know, we have our First Amendment rights. In this case, they were talking about to support what they call Act 10, and they say other conservative causes in Wisconsin. You know, and these people were, well, to say the least, like in one person's case, they say they were shocked and terrified. This one said they're still too intimidated to speak on the record, and they kept thinking, is this America? You know, this one family, well, they say they call her Rachel. And of course, it's not her real name here. They say the ordeal began before dawn with the same loud, insistent knocking. Still in her PJs or pajamas, she answered the door and saw uniformed police poised to enter her home. Rachel asked to wake her children herself. The officer insisted on walking into their rooms. The kids woke to an armed officer standing near their beds. The entire family was herded into one room, and there they watched as the police carried off their personal possessions, including items that had nothing to do with the subject of the search warrant, even her daughter's computer. And yes, they say there were the warnings, don't call your lawyer, don't talk to anyone about this, don't tell your friends. The kids watched, alarmed, as a school bus drove by with the students inside watching the spectacle of uniformed police surrounding the house, carrying out the family's belongings.
But I want to stop there on this uniformed police idea, Kurt, because it's not uniformed police at all. It's rogue thugs incognito, pretending they're uniformed police, Kurt. Uniformed police don't bust down your door without a search warrant, don't prevent you from calling an attorney or a lawyer, read you your Miranda rights. Okay, these people are not uniformed police officers like they want you to believe. These are thugs in disguise, Kurt. Let's be very clear.
Well, you're right. And for example, the mom said she just watched as her entire life was laid open before the police. Her professional
files, including her body,
her personal
she had to answer the door naked, didn't she, Kurt?
Well, it said, you know, she was the one, at least. This is the later story, Rachel in this case, but the other one had
but here's the problem.
Hurry up and put her clothes on.
We don't
on.
Even know if they have separate stories with the fake names, Kurt. We don't know which story is really which. We just know all these things happened to law-abiding citizens. That's all we really know. So I know they're told in different stories, but I'm not really sure who says what with fake names and fake stories to kind of, you know. What I mean is very vague is the point. All right, let's talk more about it. I actually took your big, long article and broke it down to some headlines that I want to cover as well, because it kind of tells the story in a very succinct, concerning way. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We usually don't talk in such in-depth detail about a given story, but in this case we must, because I believe this isn't just a single story, Kurt. In fact, it's a whole series of stories all mixed together with fake names, but then it really represents a thousand more, 10,000 more, stories across the country that seems to be unfolding simultaneously. Blamed on the Republicans, blamed on the Democrats, blamed on the cops, blamed on this, blamed on that. But there's a coordinated effort somewhere. It's not by accident. So let me give you some of these headlines that I took from the big, huge, long article to make some of the points, and then we'll talk about it. This is a serious, serious story, ladies and gentlemen. Wisconsin's shame. I thought it was a home invasion. I was so afraid, she says, I did not know what to do, as she had to answer the door and dress in front of the cops. I mean, the thugs. They wouldn't let her speak to an attorney. She looked outside and saw a person that appeared to be a reporter. In other words, somebody tipped him off as it was a setup. The neighbors started to come outside. It was indeed a home invasion, except for the people that poured into the house uninvited without a search warrant were uninvited. It turned out that they were Wisconsin law enforcement officers. Why were the police at these homes? The police were treating them the way they had seen criminals treated on TV, drug addicts, drug abusers, drug dealers, criminals. They weren't criminals, though, folks. They were law-abiding citizens. They didn't buy or sell drugs. They weren't a danger to anyone. Embarrassed by what they were doing, even one of the cops said at the end, one officer looked at the family, still confined to one room, and said, "Some days I hate my job. My heart races when I see a police car sitting in front of my house or following me in the car. I've been harassed. My house has been vandalized." Okay, those are just some of the headlines that I have from this, Kurt. The bottom line is we're seeing an ever-increasing ratchet up of this, and it seems to not matter if it's Republican or Democrat at the helm or in control, etc. It all has to do with this agenda that's going on, which is turn every government agency into the enemy of the people. Isn't that what we're talking about here? We're talking about cops in uniform turning out to be the enemy of the people in this case. You got the IRS, enemy of the people. EPA, enemy of the people. USDA, enemy of the people. Every one of these rogue government agencies being used and turned against the people, Kurt.
Well, it's tough to really sum it up, true, because of how much is really here. But one paragraph that I saw in there kind of hits home for me. It says, yes, Wisconsin, the cradle of the progressive movement and home of, quote, the Wisconsin idea, end quote. They say the marriage of state governments and state universities to govern through a technocratic reform was giving birth to a new progressive idea, the use of law enforcement as a political instrument, as a weapon to attempt to undo election results, shame opponents, and ruin lives.
There you have it. It's crazy, Kurt. It's horrible. And the problem that I'm having with this thing, Kurt, is it's doing nothing but escalating. There's just more and more and more of this stuff going on, not less. Every time you think a scandal breaks, you think, by golly, this has got to be the zenith of this thing. Now the cops are going to start to crack down and get a handle on their rogue agencies and rogue individuals. But it does nothing but just get worse. And the problem is the scenario rolled out is all too often the same. Violate and abuse citizen and use government force to get it done. And the sad part is, Kurt, it almost doesn't even seem to be really a factor of who's in charge. Even when our guys supposedly are in charge, it seems to happen, right, Kurt?
Well, you know, that's the other thing that, at least to me, needs to be talked about. I mean, you mentioned all these things like the EPA and on down through the list, and so many of them, as we've mentioned in the past, they violate the separation of powers in that they basically take upon themselves these powers we never, well, had for ourselves, and that is the power to make a law, to judge whether you're guilty, and then to, you know, inflict some, I don't know, pain, judgment, or penalties, fines, whatever. So, you know, as one very astute individual said, you know, you've got the legislative, executive, and judicial powers all in one spot, like a king. And that's why these shouldn't be going on, and yet we see it nationally, with things like the IRS, you know, and the BLM, the TSA. And then you see it even in the states as well. And so I guess you could say the good news is the article's been written. Even Rush Limbaugh kind of, I guess you could say, chimed into it. He did say, ultimately, you're going to have to read it at the National Review, you know, because it's it's big. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, those folks had the power in Wisconsin. And then people like Scott Walker and some of these people there that this article talks about decided, hey, this is, you know, enough is enough. And they began to get involved. And after that, whoa, you could almost say all heck broke loose, huh?
It sure did. And the problem is, whether it's on the local level with the Bundy Ranch, that's basically the federal, but yet it happens on a local level, and local officials are all too willing to back the cause of the feds, so to speak. The checks and balances are broken down in America, sir, and there seems to be no accountability of any kind. I mean, what's going to happen to these rogue thug cops that made this lady answer the door undressed, that busted into their home, forced them all into one room? No rights, no accountability, no warrants, just thugocracy because you have a belief that they don't like, or you stand on the side of an issue and they don't like. Well, whether it's Scott Walker's state, whether it's, you know, whatever state that you want to talk about, it's happening. People's hearts are now racing whenever they see a cop car anywhere. They're afraid, hey man, this sounds like an innocent enough thing, a cop car's over there, but you know what, I just might wind up dead as a result of something gone berserk, gone wrong, gone crazy. Now, Rand Paul wants you to put your Hillary horror stories and your dollars into his Dropbox, Kurt. They say that Rand Paul is now taking his hunt for Hillary Clinton in opposition research to Twitter, asking for dirt on Clinton. What do you think of this one, Kurt? Is that the way we ought to go about it? Do we really want to ask for dirt on our opponents? There's plenty of dirt on Clinton already, isn't there, Kurt?
Well, it seems like there's a lot there, but it certainly would be. I mean, I'm for basically taking. You don't think so?
No. Well, you want me to prove it to you?
All right.
All right. Why don't we get a hold of Rand Paul and say, listen, Hillary Clinton was in bed with Bill Clinton on drug trade in America. They were in bed with the CIA, and they were running drugs through Mena, Arkansas when Bill was governor and Hillary helped the cause. And so we're going to dig into this thing, and we're going to find out if this Mena, Arkansas story is true. We got Terry Reid and Barry Seal. Barry Seal's dead. Terry Reid's willing to testify about this. He wrote a book about it. And so you got that going on. You also got the Vince Foster case we need to start digging into. You really want to dig, Rand? Are you really ready to bust out and talk about the Clinton body count and really take off the gloves on this thing? Or are you just looking for dollars? Or are you really ready to take the gloves off? Are you going to get on the national debate stage with the Republicans and say, look, Hillary Clinton's an absolute criminal. She needs to be in prison for her involvement in CIA drug trade and the Mena, Arkansas connection? Is he really going to take off the gloves, Kurt? Is he really going to talk about the missing hard drives and the Vince Foster case and really drill into that thing for reals or not? I don't think he's for real, Kurt.
You know,
if y'all want to really talk about it, I can put Rand Paul in connection with some of these discussions. We interviewed in depth with a lot of these people back in the day when this was really going down in the Clinton administration the first time go around. And if Rand wants to do it, then somebody can just give me Rand's cell and I can call him directly. Or Rand can get a hold of me. I'll give my direct number out and he can get a hold of me. Liberty Round or do this, libertyroundtable@gmail.com, and just have Rand email me, and we'll bust out and get him right on up to speed. We'll introduce him to Harry Reid and a lot of the reporters. We'll show him the movie The Clinton Chronicles, Kurt, and we'll just bust out and give him Terry Reid's book, and we'll talk about the drug trade. We'll talk about the dead boys on the train tracks. We'll talk about Vince Foster. We'll just dig into that sucker to the nth degree, and let's see if Rand's ready to run with it, Kurt. If we're talking about dirt, are we talking about real dirt or just enough dirt to campaign raise, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. You know, that may be what he's really talking about. Like if they did a media event and, you know, supposedly it was a grandma that was just walking by, you know, he'd find out that it was, you know, a stage thing and he'd bring that up. But like you say, I'm for taking off the gloves and just, you know, let's get all the facts out. Let's, you know, really clean up. Well, politics, huh, Rand?
And, you know, I hate to do this to a woman, but you know what? I mean, if she's going to run for president, if we're going to dig into the sexual escapades of people, what about Hillary's life? You know, Bill's always cheated on Hillary, and Hillary's been, quote, squeaky clean. Is that the truth, ladies and gentlemen? I don't think so.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So, Kurt, I don't mean to be attacking Rand Paul of all people, but I don't think he's genuine in his attempts to find out the truth about Hillary Clinton at all. In fact, I don't think he's ready for this discussion at all. I think he's ready for the discussion to be like, oh, man, her campaigns are contrived. You know, Hillary's not squeaky clean. She did bad in Benghazi. But they're not going to really take off the gloves and do anything that'll truly harm Hillary, like toss her in the clink, Kurt, where she belongs. They're not about to do anything serious like that at all. Rand Paul's not genuine in this, Kurt. I don't believe it. And the way that you know is they don't set up a hotline where I can call in and say, hey, man, here's what's going on. Here's what you ought to know. He does it via Twitter, which means there's not really two-way communication between Rand and the public at all, Kurt. There's a Twitter campaign team that's going to blast this stuff out, and they're going to basically say, you know what? If you want to send us a tip, it'll filter through his staff, and then, hey, make sure you put in your money. And I don't mean to be offensive, and it's not my goal to attack Rand. But look, I take off the gloves, and I want accountability here, and I think this is disingenuous, Kurt. He's not really interested in real dirt and real news. It's going to take about 5 minutes from the right people to really catch Rand up. We could sit down in a meeting if he really wants to. And we could really take off the gloves. Let's talk about the Secret Service running interference for Bill Clinton so Hillary doesn't know about his sexcapades. But then let's take the opposite tact. What is Hillary involved in that Bill isn't supposed to deal with or be involved in? Okay, what's Hillary's personal life really like? Okay, we could really start to take off some of the gloves there. They're not about to even do it, Kurt. It's not a genuine attempt. Do you think it is, Kurt?
Well, you know, it would certainly be refreshing if, we basically
that.
Just, I mean, imagine if Ron Paul got in on it and, said how he was forced by the Republican establishment to say that, hey, if there was an incumbent running, he couldn't back anybody but the incumbent in Texas. It just would be, I guess you could say, liberating, refreshing, to just open it up.
But do you believe Rand Paul's really serious, Kurt?
Well, you know, it. At least I can't really speak for him. And I wish I could say, yeah, he wants to go all the way.
Well, let's ask this.
And,
if he was serious,
really
would there be a
the
way
facts.
For us to communicate the real issues to him?
Well, and that's what, it seems like these days there's different ideas of communication,
Well, here's what I'm saying. Let's say that you know about the MENA, Arkansas drug trade.
Yeah.
And we interviewed Terry Reed and many others who are willing to testify of it. We know that Barry Seal and others are absolutely dead as a result of it, okay? We know that there's information there, okay? Okay, can you communicate what you know to Rand Paul, Kurt?
I guess we could just call the Capitol and, go there, right? What do you think?
What would you say to the Capitol? They're going to answer. They're so busy they're not even going to say Capitol. They're going to go, but when they answer the phone, you're going to go, then what are you going to say?
Well, then you say, I would need to talk to Rand Paul's office, and then Rand Paul's office would answer.
Rand Paul's office, this is Larry.
And then you tell Larry, look, Larry, you know, Rand says he wants to know some dirt on Hillary, so we've got it. So here's our number. Have Rand call, right?
All right. Yeah, let me know how that goes, bro. I'm interested in watching that sucker go down. And, you know, I'm here to help. I'm just telling you that I don't believe that anything is going to result of that at all. I don't believe it's genuine. All right. Paul took his hunt for Hillary Clinton opposition research to Twitter asking for dirt on Clinton. But make sure you turn in your money, Kurt. It's kind of like that Hank Williams Jr. song says, hey, man, they tell you to send your money to the Lord, but they give you their address kind of deal. And, you know, the sad part is I don't mean to attack Rand, but I'm just telling you, I don't believe his efforts are genuine here. I don't believe it. And you know what he could do is he could filibuster on the Senate floor, Kurt, and he could just start telling all the tales about Hillary. He could just parade the witnesses right on through.
That would sure be interesting.
Okay, isn't that what Mr. Smith Goes to Washington would probably do, Kurt?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just saying, I don't believe this is serious. It's kind of on the down low. You just make sure you don't get too crazy, but put your money in, you know, to my campaign. I just have a problem with it. Because, again, I'm not here to attack Rand. But I am here to really kind of vet the truth here and say, I don't believe that it's genuine.
There's a place on his website, you know, at the paul.senate.gov connect email where you're supposed to, you know, email him. And so I'm doing that. And there's a place where you choose your message. And it says, what is the general topic? Click on arrow to view the list. So when you click, I don't see any dirt on Hillary section. You know, I mean, maybe it's just a new one that they've got to enter.
I bet what's happening, Kurt, is they just don't have anybody to update the website and stuff like that. Web developers are hard to find these days. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know which one I choose.
Well, what are your choices, sir?
Well, you've got, let's see, starting at the top, abortion, sanctity of life, agriculture, arts, banking, finance, border security, budget.
Well, what
census,
you could do is you could just look at every scandal Hillary's been involved in and file one under each one of them, Kurt, you know?
Yeah, congressional
campaign finance, you do just like, what was that real estate deal they used to be involved in?
Whitewater.
You just put Whitewater scandal under there. Then you just go to the next one, right?
Good point. Yeah.
But what I'm just telling you, I don't believe it's genuine. And even if you submit that thing, Kurt, there's no way for you to really have accountability of who got it and where their follow-up was on it. There's no, again, when you don't have two-way communication, Kurt, it's just like, send me all the stuff and I get back to you. Right?
So in the subject line, I'll just put dirt on Hillary campaign.
I guess so, sure. Have a good time. I'm just telling you right now that by the time that hits the bots, you know.
And then say, help is on the way.
I guess
under the message section, we offer our help to
just write this. Just say in Southern language, call me, I'll help you. Right.
All right.
And then give your phone number. You say, hey, I'm ready to go, kind of thing. And I don't know. I'm just telling you, I don't believe it's genuine. I have no idea how to get a hold of Rand Paul in any discussion. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe the average Joe can get a hold of Rand Paul for any reason that we deem important at all. I don't believe it. You know, we could just call live on the air and say, hey, man, we want to talk to Rand. We got dirt on Hillary. This is urgent. This is serious business. This is urgent. Pull Rand off the Senate floor. We got to talk to him, man. What do you think, Kurt? Now, I bet if you put $1 million into his campaign, I bet he'd be on the horn with you, bro.
Yeah, good point.
He'd be like, Samuel, how you doing, brother? This is Rand. You know, kind of a thing. I could be wrong. You know, maybe I'm not seeing this thing straight. But I've got to be honest with you. When I hear an attack on Hillary that I don't believe is serious, that I don't really believe is going to come to this discussion table with the real deal, and then there's money involved. See, that's the other problem that I have with it. It's not like he's saying, give me the dirt on Hillary for accountability. Let's stop her. It's make sure you donate to my campaign. Elevate me and down someone else. I'm just not comfortable with the tactic, even though I don't like Hillary at all, Kurt. I'm not comfortable with the tactic, especially when I don't even believe it's a genuine attempt. If it was to stop Hillary, I might get it. If there was a real way to turn in our information, I might get it. But what it really is make sure that you put money into his campaign, Kurt, to bolster Rand in the process, you know. And what do you think about campaigns that really have an agenda to dig dirt on somebody? This is the, in my opinion, this is kind of the worst thing I've seen Rand do, Kurt.
Well, one of the reasons I brought up the story is, in my opinion, it's from the opposition to Rand, and they want to make him look like he's just some kind of a, all crazed guy, you know, and that all he's out for money, and that's what I brought the story to you about.
Now, if Rand wants to come out and say, I'm not really looking for dirt on Hillary like the mainstream press is manipulating, my response is we're ready to give Rand Paul the airtime to clarify it all, Kurt. Long-term interview, he can say exactly what he wants to say and set everybody straight. If Rand wants to dial 866-986-6397 or 866-986-NEWS, I'll even pay for the phone call, Kurt, because I wouldn't want the taxpayers to have to pay for that. You know what I mean? And I'm just trying to help out. Anyway, last story of the hour, WorldNet Daily has a piece. Headline says, government schools have essentially become criminal enterprises. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, surprise, surprise, huh?
Yeah. Don't worry, though, man. Rand's going to go ahead and take on the schools and dig up dirt on the schools, too. He's going to drop the IRS in the process. I mean, you know, I like this dude. He's going to fix the world, bro. He's got to put money into the campaign. You know what I'm talking about? So, anyway, there you have that. Hour one's a wrap. Hour two coming up. Sheriff Richard Mash is going to join us, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean to be so negative, and certainly I don't mean to attack who I believe to be for the most part, a good guy. But I believe he's playing games here now to get elected. And I'm concerned about it, and I'm not comfortable with it. Might be just the left trying to manipulate things. Well, let's let Rand set it straight. Even if Rand says, Sam, I'm too busy for your tiny talk show, you don't even matter. Then let's just have a Rand Paul lackey come on the radio, okay? I'll pay for the call, 866-986-NEWS. Thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Tell all your friends about LibertyRoundtable.com, would you please? Click on Help Us Grow to donate and get involved in the solutions today, would you? Please. We the people can restore America along with the grace of the Almighty, ladies and gentlemen. It takes hard work. Are you ready for the fight? Are you ready to activate and get involved and make a difference? It starts with a moral life. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. LibertyRoundtable.com.